You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we have a special guest. She is Dr. Sophia Yin. She's in the San Francisco area, and she's got more credentials after her name, I swear, than Vanna White has vowels. She's not only a veterinarian, but she's also an applied animal behaviorist, and she sees clients, she makes house calls, and she's the author of an amazing book called How to Behave So Your Dog Behaves. So we're going to be talking to her today about those little ones. You know what I'm talking about, the kittens and puppies. With the holidays and the first of the year, it seems like more people are prone to adopt a little kitten or a puppy. And they've got to realize, hey folks, they grow up to be big dogs and big cats. So to help you get off on the right paw, we've invited Dr. Yin. We will take a break and be right back to speak with her.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah. Thinking about buying a monkey? How about a ferret or a skunk? Then check out the show that will answer the burning questions: where do you get them? What do you feed them? How do you take care of them? And most of all, what were you thinking? With exotic pet expert and author Bob Tart, every week on demand from PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggy's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh, Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we are positively fortunate to have Dr. Sophia Yin with us as our special guest. Dr. Yin, it's good to hear from you.
Well, thanks for having me here today.
You have very, very many talents, and we want to let people know that, yes, you can get a kitten, you can get a puppy, and you can train them so they grow up to be very well-behaved dogs and cats. And so what I'd like to do first is to talk to you a little bit about behavior. And, of course, the show's called Oh, Behave. So sometimes, isn't it, we accidentally, unintentionally trip up these little beans by some of the actions that we do?
Yeah, I think exactly. People don't realize that every action that we have, every interaction with our animal, we're training the animal to do something. So every time we interact, we're either training them to do something we want or something we don't want. So if we want them to behave correctly, we have to be aware of what we're doing. And animals learn how to behave because they're rewarded for those behaviors. So if they're behaving badly, it's because they've actually been rewarded and we're just not aware of it.
Yikes. Give me an example for a dog or a cat that may be something we do we don't even realize that we're just reinforcing.
For both dogs and cats, they like a lot of attention and they can both learn to do naughty things for attention. So for instance, dogs will frequently jump on people for attention and people usually will try to push them off. Sometimes they'll pet them and sometimes they'll push them off. But if they're pushing them off, the dog is still getting attention. And similarly with cats, often the kittens will come up and keep meowing and meowing until you do something, like feed them or pet them. And by finally feeding them or finally petting them, while they're being rude about it, we're actually rewarding those behaviors. And every time we do that, and the longer we wait to do it, the stronger those behaviors will get. If we want quiet, polite behavior where the dog or cat, for instance, sits politely instead of climbing on us or meowing or barking or jumping, we have to reward quiet, calm behavior to get attention. So actually, in both cats and dogs, I reward them for sitting calmly for attention and other things that they want.
So if I see you, the next time I see you and I'm sitting politely next to you at a dinner like we were recently, will you reward me with your dessert?
Only if I know that you want my dessert.
Okay, and I promise not to jump up on you or, you know.
Okay.
All right. Well, what we're doing is it seems like at the holidays, people really, really, really just they get full of warm and fuzzy. And warm and fuzzy feelings also translate to, hey, you know what? It would be great if we could get a puppy or a kitten for the holidays. What's your take on the timing of that? And what kind of advice could you give people when they're looking around to get a new dog or a cat in their life?
Well, first I would say that Christmas time and the holiday times are not a good time to get a pet because those are actually times when you're really, really busy. And getting a pet is not like getting a video game. If you get a video game, you can play with it, and then when you're tired, you turn it off and put it away. But if you get a dog or a puppy, it's like getting an eight-month-old child. It's on all the time and constantly exploring and moving around and playing, and you don't have an off button for that. So what you're going to have is an animal that's very energetic and does not know how to behave yet, and they're just very energetic, and you have to be ready to be rewarding correct behaviors and controlling the environment all the time when they're young. Because remember, if you don't control the environment and you reward them for the wrong behaviors, that's what their behaviors are going to be when they get old, except they're going to be way worse because they're going to be bigger.
Bigger, yeah. And the thing is, I think what you hear people say all the time, you know, isn't he cute? It's okay he's jumping up. He's just a cute little puppy. Or isn't that cat cute how she just like kind of digs her claws into your thigh when you're watching TV? She's just a little kitty. And how do you deal with those comments?
Well, I have a lot of videos and I show them what it looks like when the animal's big.
Oh, that's good, good. We're very
visual. So a lot of these behaviors, for instance, you know, dogs just climbing on your lap and using you, or your cat using you like a jungle gym. Well, imagine, you know, when you're trying to work and now you have the dog or cat trying to jump all over you and you don't have an off button.
Yeah.
You can't control it at all. Or you're outside or you have guests over and your dog or cat won't stop bothering them. Your guests won't like your pet. You'll like your pet and everybody else will hate your pet.
Yeah, and we want everybody to like our pets. I mean, come on, they're part of us.
Right. So really, if you want a pet that's easy to get along with all the time, they do need to learn some manners. They need to learn how to get along in the real world that you are going to want them to live in, not just a world of you and a couple other people in the family and an environment that never changes. So the animals are going to be in an environment where things change and they need to be able to adapt so that they can experience the things that you want them to experience and be with you and enjoy the things that you want them to enjoy.
Well, I'm really happy you're my guest on the show. I'm going to be proper and call you Dr. Yen, even though I know you as Sophia. But on the show, Folks, please, when you get a chance, go to www.askdryin.com. That's A-S-K-D-R-Y-I-N. She knows that we are a video, visual kind of critter, if you will. And on her site, she actually has some videos for both cats and dogs doing the right and the wrong way. And when we're talking about having puppies and kittens as in our lives, people seem to get the idea that it's important to have go to puppy preschool, if you will. And in your book, How to Behave So Your Dog Behaves, you address a lot of that. But it seems like now felines, even though there's 90 million of them, are starting to get a little more attention in the behavior department. Kitty kindergarten, what a great idea. Can you talk a little bit about that and how did it start and what's your take on it?
Right. Well, it's important for animals at a very young age to learn to accept the types of things that they're going to need to see later on in life. So, for instance, in the wild, animals, when they're first born, they're not afraid of anything, and they learn whoever they're with and whoever's feeding them, that's their parents and their siblings, and they're not afraid of the environment they're born into. However, when they start to be able to walk around, it's important for them to start learning to be afraid of new things, because otherwise they're going to walk into a predator. So the default setting becomes that they're fearful of all new things. And when we get our pets, if we're not very careful to get them used to many new things when they're young, they're going to develop the default setting of being afraid of all new things. Mm-hmm. And we actually want our kitties and puppies to be able to accept new people. We need them to cope with things that are going to happen in their real life. So, for instance, with kitties, a lot of times they just live in one house, and when visitors come over, they're scared. And maybe this isn't a big deal until maybe you get a boyfriend, and they're scared of the boyfriend, and so they start spraying because they're scared.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you want to introduce another animal to the household, or you have more friends coming over, or what if you have to travel and you need somebody to take care of your cat or your puppy even, and they're not used to being alone, or they're just very fearful so they can't cope with that type of situation. These are all things that regular people have to go through. And if you don't specifically try to socialize your kitty in, you can do it on your own or in kitty kindergartens, then they're not going to know how to cope with those things. So what we do in kitty kindergarten to get the owners to start socializing their kitty is we have maybe 3 to 5 or 6 kittens, and owners learn how to handle the cats in different ways so the cats get used to handling.
Give me some specifics. What do you mean? You pass
so
the
we'll
kitty?
By handling specifically, the owners actually have to learn how to hold the kittens right so the kittens don't just learn to climb all over them. The kittens need to learn to be held so that they hold still calmly, and in many different positions so they don't get scared if the owner needs to put them on their back or feel their feet or hold them upside down. We want them to be able to let the owner handle them in any way that they'll need to be handled later on. And that includes for things like grooming, having their ears checked, having their mouth checked. And we want the cats to actually learn to enjoy these. Now, a lot of people think that, cats are very aloof and, oh, my cat doesn't like being petted. Well, if they had gotten that cat when it was young and handled it a lot and also rewarded a lot with treats while they're doing that, they can train their cat to like being petted. You can completely change a kitten's personality when it's really young. For many kittens, you can get kittens that are maybe rambunctious and not that interested in being affectionate, and if you handle them a lot, they can end up being more outgoing and enjoy being petted. But if you wait till they're old, then their personality's set.
And you got to admit, what you're doing is kind of fun, too. You're getting a deal with these young little critters that are simply adorable. Don't you feel sometimes it's a big responsibility, but you get a lot of enjoyment out of it as well?
Right. It is really fun to have a kitten. And I think the more you know about interacting with them correctly, the more you're going to enjoy them, because you'll understand them a lot better. You'll understand why they use your pant leg as a toy. The reason they use your pant leg as a toy, because you scream and go squeak, just like a squeaky toy.
Oh, I get you.
Or you move around like a squeaky toy. And so that's fun for them. And if you know that you should redirect their behavior towards an appropriate toy, mm-hmm. then you won't get so frustrated at them and you'll still have fun playing with them. Mm-hmm. Or if you understand that the reason they meow and won't let you study or sleep is because you keep rewarding them, then you can easily train them to sit and reward them for sitting when they want your attention. And this is really easy to do. Cats can learn this in 5 minutes.
Yeah, is this sort of the target-based training you have on your site? You even have a video of a cat being target-trained.
Right. I teach all cats and dogs to sit automatically when they want something. And okay. then I use sit as a game. So I'm rewarding them with treats or pieces of their kibble. So I turn it into a game where they sit, they get a treat, and then I run a few steps and they sit and they get another treat. And they learn to basically follow you and sit. So it becomes a fun game of sort of chase and then sit, or sort of like an on-off button game. And then you can use that as a come-when-called, too, because they're used to following you now when you do something. So that's the first thing that I teach them. They get lots of rewards for sitting, because then you can use that as an alternate behavior or as a desirable behavior instead of having them perform, you know, other naughty behaviors. So, for instance, dogs and cats. Dogs like to jump. Let's mm-hmm. reward them for sitting instead. Kittens, cats, for instance, a lot of people don't like it when the cat bothers them when they're on the couch. Sometimes it's okay, and other times it's not. Well, they can reward the kitty for sitting with a treat and petting. Or if they're working and they don't want the cat on their computer, they could reward it for sitting quietly instead of meowing and jumping all over the computer. So I'll teach all kittens and dogs an automatic sit, and then we make that sit a fun game. And then the other thing that I teach for kittens, I teach them all to target. And that's where they run and they touch a stick with a ball on the end. They touch that with their nose. And that for cats is like playing fetch. It's kind of like the dog version of fetch. Then you can put the target out and have them run and touch it. And then they come back to you and get their treat. And you can use that to train them to put their head wherever you want it. So you can guide them to do tricks like spin or roll over. Or, you know, jump on and off certain objects. And now you have a way to direct exactly where you want them. So it's similar to playing with a toy, but you have better control of exactly where their body is.
Well, it sounds like, though, too, I don't know, with the kittens, they're full of energy and they full of fun and they want to do things, but they don't seem to be the pleasers that that dogs are. So when you're talking to people about kitty kindergarten, are there some things that you need to explain to them about the what's going on in that little feline brain and what's motivating them versus what would motivate a pup?
Well, really, it's similar. A lot of dogs could care less what their humans think.
Yeah.
And people tend to think that some dogs are way smarter than others. And it is true that some are smarter, but more often it's some are motivated for human attention and others could care less. And we're using the wrong thing to motivate them. And so people tend to think, for instance, that cats aren't that bright because they're not motivated to work for your attention. Well, if you weren't motivated to work for money, then and somebody called you stupid because you didn't want to go to work, you could be really smart and just not want to earn that money. So basically, I teach people to figure out what their animals do want. Now, all animals have to eat to survive, so we use that to our advantage. So often I'll train kitties and puppies for their meals instead of just putting it in their bowl, because out in the wild they have to hunt for their food, have to hunt or scavenge for the food. So it's kind of rude to just throw it in the bowl and that's it. It's done in a couple minutes.
Yeah, so it's like same old kibble. Great, thanks, love ya.
Then it's gone in 2 minutes. What happened to it?
This is a good time for us to take a break because we're going to add more food for thought. We are speaking to Dr. Sophia Yen. She is the author of a very great book for all of you to dash out and get called How to Behave So Your Dog Behaves. And she has an amazing website, AskDrYen.com. We're talking to her about puppy and kitten behavior. We'll be right back after this message.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Attention, passengers. Please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbacks and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslowski, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back. You're listening to Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're talking about puppies and kittens. What a great topic. But puppies and kittens can be full of mischief. They can be full of wonder. And we're trying to make those first year of their lives wonderful thanks to our guest, Dr. Sophia Yen. She's in the San Francisco area. She is the author of How to Behave So Your Dog Behaves. She conducts both puppy and kitten kindergarten classes. She sees clients at the San Francisco Veterinary Specialist Clinic. And here's what I think is where you should be given a dubbed an honor. You actually go out and conduct behavior house calls so that you can help both the two and four-leggers figure out how to have harmony in the household. We were talking a little bit about the food bowl. Dr. Yen, I mean, I just put food in the bowl for my two cats and my two dogs, and they're like, thank you very much, and they become furry vacuum cleaners, and poof, it's gone. But for a kitten and a puppy that you're trying to train, how can you make the food time more productive and more of a training session?
Right. Even for adults and kittens, I never put food in the food bowl because to me that's being lazy. So I always use their food for training or give them a way that they can work for their food so that the food process of getting the food takes time because then it's more fun. I mean, okay. You wouldn't just cut the meat off a bone and give it to, you know, so that the dog could just eat the meat so it didn't have to work to get the bone, you know, food off. And,
right.
You know, cats love to hunt. So we want to use it to our advantage. And I'll either train them to do tricks or whatever training I'm working on at that instant. So kitties, I'll usually do targeting or sit and down or some tricks. Or if I don't feel like doing that, I'll actually put the food in some type of food puzzle. And both cats and dogs have little toys that you can put food in that they have to roll around. And so then it takes them a lot longer to get the food. But I'm a little bit lazy with the food toys because I can't find them around the house once the dog's played with them.
Okay.
So what I do with kittens is I like to use the food boxes. So you can purchase or you can make a box. It's just a cardboard box that's maybe 2 inches high. Cut holes on the top and holes on the side and just toss the kibble in. And then the kitten or cat has to bat the food out the holes on the side. So they stick their paws in the top and bat the food out. And what you'll find is they may have a bowl of food. After they learn how to do this, if they have the choice between a bowl of food or batting the food out of the box, they will usually choose to bat the food out of the box because that's more fun.
Well, it's a kind of the equivalent, I guess, of us going and having a grilling a great meal on the grill outside, or reaching into our freezer and putting in one of those ready meals and nuke it in the microwave, right? I mean, what tastes
right.
better? Okay,
right.
It's
or,
more fun.
Or
yeah.
going for a meal that's nicely decorated, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nicely laid out versus just one that's plopped right there.
Yeah, on a paper plate. So I guess we've got to think that our pets do have that same kind of distinguishing talents. They'd be able to, same old bowl versus, yeah, we're on a food hunt.
right. Now it's a game.
And it sounds like what you're doing is that you're really helping the pet be mentally as well as physically stimulated. I don't know. Do cats get a bad rap? They just seem, some people seem to think that they're great because they don't beg you to take them out for a walk, and they, you know, they're not like giving you slobbery, drippy, drooly kisses all day. But yet, cats have, you know, they don't want to live a life of boredom, do they?
Right. Out in the wild, they may hunt for about 4 hours a day for the feral cats. And if they're pregnant, they hunt a lot longer because they have to. But they do enjoy it. And the house cats in our house, a lot of them are really energetic, and they cause problems because they're energetic. So those cats that come and attack your legs, you know, maybe because they don't have other things to attack. They don't. Their play isn't directed towards more appropriate things. Or they're picking on another cat in the family because they have nothing better to do, so they're using their energies for evil. And I think a lot of times what happens is they're so bored that they end up sleeping a lot more than they would if they had something better to do. So,
and that's sad. That really is sad.
It's kind of like somebody who only just has TV to watch and they just sit around all day and mush.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have that problem. I'm sure you don't. I know you don't. You travel all over the place and you help a lot of people. And so my TV, you know, it isn't on very often because I'm dashing from one place to the other. But this whole idea of kitten kindergarten, people might snicker at first, but, you know, what do you think the trend will be, say, 5 years from now? Because it's really just in its infancy with this whole concept.
Well, I think if people realize that cats are great family members and they want to integrate their cats into more activities, they want their cats to interact with people who come over, or they want to be able to take their cat somewhere else, or they want to have a cat that they don't have to worry about being fearful and spraying the house because it's anxious, they're going to seek ways to address these issues, and the best way to address them is early on with socialization. So I think if people become more and more aware that they can actually address these behaviors or prevent the bad behaviors and shape their cat's personality, they will be seeking more kitty kindergartens. People should go to their vet and specifically ask their vet if they run a kitty kindergarten. Their vet may not know yet, and if their vet does not know, they can come to my website and find out information on what happens in a kitty kindergarten and where to get more information on how to run one.
And that website for all you listeners is www.askdryin.com. It's askdryin.com. She is a veterinarian. She's also a applied animal behaviorist, which means she's gone to school for a long time to make sure she's doing the right things positively for both dogs and cats. With kittens, what happens after their first year? It seems like they're full of folly, and sometimes they really tone down quicker than a pup to a dog. Why is that, would you say?
Yeah, I don't know why that is with cats. I mean, some of them don't slow down.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Bengals or something, yeah.
Right, some of them don't slow down. And, you know, I think part of the thing with dogs is they're getting tons of reward for naughty behavior all the time because we interact with them a lot more. And cats are a little bit more independent. You know, a lot of them are actually like dogs, and the ones that are like dogs can tend to cause more problems for people because they're seeking more attention. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that I think that don't calm down as quickly because they're more attention-seeking and they want to be interacting with the person a lot. Mm-hmm. And so people may consider them to be more of a nuisance because they're bothering them all the time.
Okay. Well, with the kitten kindergarten, it doesn't last normally as long as like puppy preschool, correct? Is it's not as long of a program, isn't it?
Right.
Just a
Yeah, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, so that's not a lot of investment for a pretty good dividend, a well-behaved cat.
Right. And you definitely want to get them in for kitty kindergarten young, because it's really, kitties aren't going to get as much opportunities to socialize with other cats. And so you want to start with them young, because once they get older, it is very hard to socialize them. With dogs, so with kittens, we'll start them between close to 7 or 8 or 9 weeks.
Okay.
But it's somewhere between 7 and 14 weeks. The younger, the better.
Okay.
Because they can adjust. If they're afraid, they can adjust much faster than when they're older. Puppies, will get them definitely before 16 weeks. And notice that this is well before they finish their vaccines. Some people think that you should sequester your pet until they're done with their vaccines. Well, nobody would do that with their child. They wouldn't wait several years to take their child out for play dates and to see that there's something outside of the house. So you definitely shouldn't do that with your kitten or your puppy.
Well, that said, how can you do it safely so that, you know, you may not be exposing the little kitten to some diseases or something? Or do they build their immune system up as they get more exposed to folks and other critters?
Well, you will want to wait till they've had at least their first vaccine, and they can't go to a kitty kindergarten until 10 days after that first vaccine. And then when they go to a kitty kindergarten, we just make sure that all the other cats and kittens that they're going to be exposed to are also vaccinated. So people can take their kittens not just to kitty kindergarten, but they'll want to practice in between, taking their kitten to friends' houses or having friends come over. So the kitten's exposed to a lot of different people and learns that good things happen around these people. These people come with tuna or kitty treats. And
I always spritz a little tuna cologne on my around my neck when I meet a new cat, and they seem to love me. I don't know why that is.
Oh, and do they taste you too?
Yeah, and I never get any dates from guys, probably because I smell like tuna. I'm just kidding. But the point is, it sounds like also what you're doing is you're getting the cat in a carrier and the car. Oh, my gosh, things that normally bring terror in the hearts of grown cats. You know, I have a friend who had a little kitten, a Siamese named Cree, that she has taken everywhere. The cat basically almost grabs the car keys now when she puts her coat on, because she has such a great association with the car. So cats can enjoy cars, right?
Right, and they can love being in their crate too. In fact, I recommend that everybody get a crate for their cat and feed their cat in the crate regularly until the kitten wants to go into the crate on its own and sleep. Because then, wherever you travel, the kitty has a safe place to be. And same with puppies, of course.
Now, do you have any favorite, as we wind this show down, Dr. Yen, do you have any favorite kitten success story from one of your classes or one of your behavior house call consults?
Well, I had one student when I was teaching at UC Davis, and she got a new cat, and she was worried because she was going to have to take care of somebody else's dog, and she was worried about her little kitten. So she brought her a kitten over, and she got her used to my older dog first. So my older dog is 14, and she's called, I think she's called Grandma Zoe now.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, Grandma Zoe to the kitten. So they got used to each other, and I actually let her borrow Zoe so she could get her used to Zoe at her house. And then when she had to take care of the friend's dog, who was much more energetic and completely misbehaved,
yes,
It was much better. The kitten didn't completely freak out. It was actually okay in that type of situation. It took a little while to get used to the dog that wanted to climb all over her, but she was much better prepared for that because she had at least gotten used to one dog.
Well, see, that's good. You're making your mark everywhere, Dr. Yen. We are speaking to Dr. Sophia Yen. She's in San Francisco. She is a veterinarian and an applied animal behaviorist. Check out our website, AskDrYen.com. And for the holidays and forever, you need to buy the book, How to Behave So Your Dog Behaves. Sounds like there should be a cat sequel in the making there, Dr. Yen. Hint, hint.
I know, maybe.
Yeah. Dr. Yen, is there anything you'd like to mention before we sign off? Do you have anything coming up, or how people can learn more about you?
Well, the best way, I would say, if you want to learn anything more about behavior or how to get into behavior or about behavior in any type of animal, I have about 40 to 50 videos on my website and a ton of behavior articles. And my website is askdryin.com, askdryin.com. And there's also the Veterinary Behavior Society, and their website is avsabonline.org.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being a guest. For all the kittens and puppies out there, I just got to warn you, you're going to be learned how to be well-behaved in a positive manner thanks to people like Dr. Yen. If you'd like to know any more information about today's show or get a transcript or any other show on this cool network, Pet Life Radio, please just go to PetLifeRadio.com and click on the O Behave Show. If you have any questions or comments or great ideas for a show, I ask that you email me at arden@petliferadio.com. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.